It is Morning Edition from Public Radio 89.5 KWGS. It is one of those mornings where it's probably warmer in your deep freeze. Bitterly cold today in Tulsa. We're expecting a high of only 16 degrees. A new law gives a state income tax deduction to Oklahoma foster parents. Reporter Matt Trotter explains that it may not lead to more foster homes, especially for troubled kids.
There are more than 11,000 kids in state custody. There are fewer than 4,000 foster homes. Cherie Powell with the Department of Human Services.
We have a need every single day for children to be placed in a home.
The foster kids to foster homes ratio is improving, but not enough. On January 1st, a new state law went into effect. Foster parents now qualify for a tax deduction.
So if you're single and have a foster child, it's a $2,500 deduction. And if you're a joint return, that's a $5,000 deduction.
Paula Ross with the Oklahoma Tax Commission says since the deduction is the result of a legislative action, it's here to stay.
I think it's something that they feel like is an incentive for those people that put the time and effort into it.
Of course, foster parenting isn't a money-making endeavor. Between the new tax deduction and state reimbursements, the DHS position is foster parents might break even. Lana Freeman is president of the Foster Care and Adoptive Association of Oklahoma. She's also been a foster parent for 30 years.
You can't really actually board a dog at what they get for taking care of these children.
The consensus seems to be that a tax deduction is nice, but inadequate. Numbers back that up. A 2007 report established minimum adequate rates for children, known as the foster care marks. Their estimates of the cost to raise a foster child in one of three age groups. Oklahoma's averaged $21.07 per day, while actual rates average $15.71. The marks don't cover all the costs of caring for children in need of more intensive foster care. Powell says that's a problem on the rise.
That is one of our greatest needs right now, is for Oklahomans who are willing to be foster parents, but not only that, but who are willing to take children who have experienced severe traumatizing abuse.
These children need therapeutic foster care. It's really a team treatment approach involving foster parents, therapists, and doctors. Nearly twice as much training is required for potential foster parents, and they must keep detailed daily logs about how they're following the child's treatment plan. Ann Hurst is the director of therapeutic foster care at Shadow Mountain. She says the children face challenges in many parts of their lives.
They might struggle at school. A lot of our kids have difficulty with food, knowing when enough is enough, or hoarding food. Some of the other major problems that our kids have is just regulating their emotions. They feel their emotions very intensely, and it happens all of a sudden.
Hurst says there's a good reason kids needing this kind of foster care have so many obstacles to overcome.
Most of our children have a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. When you come into danger, your brain does the fight or flight, and a lot of times our kids fight.
Freeman has been a therapeutic foster parent, and she's seen children across the spectrum. Some have to visit occupational therapists several times a week. Others may have violent outbursts.
Young children, they hit sheetrock and busted all the sheetrock in the house.
Oklahoma does pay therapeutic foster parents an additional $17.97 a day. Some foster parents say it's still not enough, but Hurst says that's not why people continue to do it.
I don't think you can put any amount of money on that joy that you feel whenever you know what? When that baby came to me, he couldn't get dressed. He didn't even know how to bathe. And now he gets up, puts on his own clothes, runs out to me, "What's for breakfast?" You know, that's just, it's amazing.
Right now, there are about 600 Oklahoma children in therapeutic foster care and around 150 waiting to be placed. Kids waiting to be placed are likely in a shelter or a hospital. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.